That's it.
Item number 7, from the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding the contract between the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Milwaukee County Transit System to provide increased transit services for traffic mitigation as part of the I-43-I-94 Bridge Rehabilitation Project. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Again, James Martin, Director of Administration, Department of Transportation. This is an informational item before you. Under Act 14, this item is a contract that's under review by the Finance and Personnel Committee for approval, as well as a fund transfer that accompanies this item that goes with that. On these items, the board has always seen permanent routing changes for transit. These temporary construction type of detours have not typically been brought forward in the past. However, under Act 14, these contract changes that we're doing with, or these contracts that require execution with the state, they do require execution with the state based on the amount. So we are bringing those forward for that review under finance. Basically, what's happening in this contract that's going to take place between Milwaukee County Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, there's construction going on with Interstate 43 and 94 affecting bridges that cross over the area of Greenfield, Lincoln, and Mitchell, which are all streets that transit routes operate on, those being the routes 17, 53, 54, and 56. Because of that construction, the buses that operate will have to temporarily detour and operate around that area, which is adding length and time to the time that it takes the route to be operated. So what the state is proposing as a mitigation method is that they're going to fund an additional bus on each of those routes so that the timetables can be maintained. It's expected to be about $140,000, and those costs are being covered through reimbursement revenue from the state.
Any comments or questions on this information report? Sir Lipscomb?
Thank you. I don't have a problem with the report itself or the what we're discussing, but I just a technical question, I guess, for Corp Counsel relative to this passive review. How does this work? So it appears to me that if it was submitted June 23rd, that it's already a moot point, that it had if there were a problem with this and finance doesn't meet for another week, that there was no opportunity to object.
Chairman Supervisors, no, I'm not sure about the timing on this particular one. I think that, you know, the intent, both through the exec's office and the way the files are being handled at the chairwoman's office, is to make sure that they get submitted to finance out, that there is a two-week window for finance to consider them. I'm not sure of the date, James, but they do have to come in with all the signatures on them, so it may be that they weren't finally signed up in time before the two-week period or something. But the intent is to allow the two-week period before the finance committee.
Mr. Dranza.
I can help clarify. What's going on here is, yes, you're right. There's the passive review period, and that report itself is separate and distinct from this report. So we've submitted that report in that timing. This, because this committee comes up first, it's such that we've got to get our report in on something like this informationally ahead of that. So there's two things going on here. There's kind of the policy issue that that you have, or in this case, a notification. I think we wanted to do that because if it's going to finance, members of this committee may look at that and say, "Hey, what's going on? You know, this is something that's a transportation-related issue that has some potential need for discussion in this committee." So We separated that out, done an informational report for this committee so you know what's going on in terms of if there's a policy item or if there's an impact to service that you may have a question on, separate and distinct from what the passive review would be for Finance Committee. So that's it's a matter of timing. We've covered that issue with the clerks and the notification period sufficient for Finance.
So the report was separate from the contract itself.
Okay. So, but in terms of, so it's a, I mean, it was a clear flaw within Act 14 that they didn't sort of understand the process. But in practice, you're saying the administration is not submitting these types of items more than 14 days before Finance meets?
Right. Yes, Supervisor. The administration has worked it out with the Chairwoman's office so that they're sending the signed contract down less than 14 days before Finance meets so that Finance has the full 14 days before its meeting to consider,
okay.
Or less than 14 days.
Is that something that we can codify, or you know, to ensure that people don't play games with that and attempt to use that? I mean, this is not that scenario. I'm just
no,
using
right.
this
yeah. maybe
as a I'm forum sure. to talk about where it's not contentious.
right.
But less contentious.
Maybe there could be a memo of understanding between the two offices or something like that.
So an ordinance could not prescribe the timeline for submittal and the way it does for other items.
I don't think an ordinance would be appropriate. No.
Corp Counsel, an ordinance can be appropriate because if you want to make sure everything is straight, because if we're going by the Act 10 and we're going by all the laws, we should also make sure that we have our procedures in place so that would not happen. But I want to thank the department for this so we can understand what's going on informational, and they did make sure that it had the still grace period for the Finance Committee to do
that.
Because this is the parent committee, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I thank you for your support.
Thank you.
It's only informational. Item number 8.